Help, Ashley. You have to help me.
What's wrong, Joe? Are there kidnappers?
No, it's not kidnap. Wait a second. Who'd want to kidnap a puppet?
Don't ask me. Maybe to hold you for ransom?
Do you really think so?
I would doubt it. I'm sure you're worth a lot.
Oh no, I have to hide.
Here, hide down here. I'll keep a lookout. None of these people look like criminals, Joe. What did he look like?
Who?
The kid, puppet napper.
Oh, the one who was... Wait a minute, second. There wasn't any puppet napper.
There wasn't?
No!
Then why did you come running in here yelling help?
I have a problem at home.
Oh, no. Don't tell me you blew up the microwave again.
Of course not. What do you mean, again?
Well, remember that time you put an Arby's wrapper in the microwave and the whole thing started smoking and there were sparks and...
Yeah, I remember, but that's the forgotten past.
Maybe, but certainly not forgotten.
Well, it should be forgotten. That happened back when I was little.
Joe, it happened just last week.
Well, anyway, no, it's not the microwave.
The toilet flooded?
No.
The dog got out?
No.
Then what's the problem?
See, every time I try to talk to my younger sister, mean words fly out of my mouth.
You mean you speak unkindly to her?
You could put it that way, but I prefer to think of it as words flying out of my mouth. That way I'm not responsible. I can't control it.
What? You're right about one thing, though. Words are hard to control. James says, but no one can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil and full of deadly poison.
Deadly poison? I didn't realize it was that bad.
It's hard to think of it that way, but Proverbs says that a broken spirit dries up the bones.
Oh no, that's horrible. But the verse said that no one can tame the tongue. It's hopeless. I'm ruined.
Not completely ruined, Joe. You've forgotten that in Philippians, Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's true, without God's help, we're hopeless. But with Jesus on our side, we can claim the victory, even our tongues.
So how do I go about claiming this victory?
I can think of two things to do.
Yeah?
First, ask God to guard your mouth. Psalms 141:3 says, Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips.
Will asking God to guard my mouth really help?
I think so. Proverbs also says that he who guards his mouth and his tongue guards his soul from troubles. But don't forget that we can't guard our mouths on our own. We must ask God to let the words of our mouths be acceptable in his sight.
Okay, I could do that. What's the second thing?
I think we should practice. I'll pretend to be your little sister. I am in your room, and when you come in, you have to say something. If you say godly things, the audience will cheer for you.
And if I say mean things?
Then the audience will say, boo!
Okay, let's try it.
All right, you ready? Cheer if Joe says nice things, but boo if he says mean things. Cheer if Joe says nice things, but boo if he says mean things.
You little hoodlum! This is my room, you hear? You better get out of here before I count to five, or else...
Let's try that again. No name calling this time.
No name calling? I'll try. What are you doing in my room? It's mine. Get out of here right now.
Instead of ordering her around, try to make your words kind.
Kind? That's new. I'll try it. Please get out of my room!
Well, the words are okay. Try saying it pleasantly.
Pleasantly?
Wait, I have an idea. talk to her the way you'd like to be talked to.
Oh, you mean the golden rule, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you?
That's right. But that's not just some little rule. Jesus said it.
Jesus? You mean Jesus wants me to talk to my sister kindly, too?
You bet. You remember that verse in James that I told you about?
Uh-huh.
Well, the next verse says that with our tongue we bless our Lord and Father, and with it curse men who have been made in the likeness of God.
What is that supposed to mean?
Everybody was created in the likeness of God. When we speak to them cruelly, it's like we're talking to God that way. Jesus says that whatever we do to the least of them, we're doing it to Him.
That's pretty serious.
I think so.
Okay, I think I'm ready now.
All right, let's go.
Becky, what are you doing in here? Don't you remember? I like to have my room all to myself. How about coming out and playing cards with me instead?
That was awesome, Joe.
You really think so?
I really do. It wasn't so hard, was it?
No. Once I tried to speak to her the way I'd like to be spoken to, it was easy as pie. Uh-oh.
What?
Joe? Well, I've forgotten.
Forgotten what?
Well, I was heating up a piece of pie in the microwave.
I don't like the sound of this.
Well, I forgot that the pie pan was aluminum. And, well, you know, aluminum is sort of a metal. Well, our microwave's sort of acting funny.
Oh, no, Joe. Not the new microwave.
Yeah, you really want to come help me fix it?
Not really.
But you said to do unto others as you'd have them do unto you.
Okay, you're right. Let's go look at that microwave.